What's the deal with this?
Deal? What are you saying?
Deal.
Deal?
I don't see what the big deal is, you know? It's not that great.
Good deal. You won't regret it.
What's the deal, son? What do you have going?
All right, look, here's the deal.
What do you say we make this deal?
A picture is worth a thousand words. And today on the show, I'm speaking with Brian Balduff, CEO, chairman, and co-founder of VHT Studios. Brian built the Rosemont, Illinois-based firm into the nation's largest real estate photography and visual marketing firm. I'm your host, Ryan Cox, managing partner at Founders Grove Capital, a multifamily value-add investment firm. The Real Estate Innovators is a podcast that explores innovation in commercial real estate. Celebrate the companies and innovators who are changing the business of commercial real estate and are inspiring the future of how we work, live, and play. I started off by asking Brian about his background and what led him to creating VHT Studios.
A lot of people get in the business the same way. My wife and I were looking for a home 22 years ago and realized how frustrating of a process it was. At the same time, I was working in technology for the phone company, and we were looking at video on demand networks. And it just kind of clicked to me, like, there's got to be a better way to find the right property. And video tours seemed like a great concept. Be able to sit down in front of your TV on Saturday morning and tour homes that are for sale before you ever hit the street and walk around and walk into, 15, 20 houses. So that's what we did. The original startup was videohometours.com back in the heyday of the internet, the early days of the internet. And we were one of the first companies to do full walkthrough videos of properties that were for sale.
Hearing about his start in video home tours, I asked him what year he started his business.
So that was late 1998. It was actually right at the beginning of digital video cameras, digital video editing. Prior to that, it would have been way too expensive. We were a little early on the viewing side of things because the internet was still pretty much in its early days. So you're talking 28.8 modems, 56K modems. So video didn't play very well back in those days. But we still did, hundreds of tours for builders and property management firms, residential brokerages. It was a pretty exciting time.
I asked Brian to discuss how he developed and leveraged the rapidly growing technology of the late 1990s to scale his business into the early 2000s.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it was very exciting times back then. We, everything was new. We were kind of pioneers. I think, like you say, video technology was just making the leap into digital, so everything was smaller, quicker, faster in terms of shooting and editing. I think the closest thing to what we were doing was there used to be home shows on Sunday morning on television. Early morning Sunday, you'd go on to WGN or something like that, and you could see homes that were for sale. Either builders had done tours or residential brokerages had done tours. And so that was a little bit of a model in the early days. One of our first clients was Beard & Warner here in Chicago. And they said, we want to do a home show for every home that we list. And we think the internet is a great place to host that. Could you help us figure out how to do that? So we kind of took what they had been doing on television and took a half hour show that featured, maybe 10 homes per week to a website that featured hundreds of listings that had video tours through them. I still laugh today. Back in the day, we hosted our videos with a startup company called Broadcast.com, which was Mark Cuban's company that he sold to Yahoo for hundreds of millions of dollars. At the time, we thought hosting videos, that's not a very sexy business. Who wants to be in that? But turns out it was a good move for him. But over the years, video really evolved, and we added a lot more visual marketing tools. Back in the early 2000s, 360-degree tours became very popular. Nowadays, they refer to them as 3D tours. It's very similar technology, but it's that immersive. You can go in the house virtually on your computer or your phone and look around and walk through the home. Also, photography became a big part of the business. Photographs are very important to marketing real estate. They get used in print and online and on television. It's something a lot of people overlook. And today you see things like drone and virtual staging and virtual reality, augmented reality. There's so many more visual marketing tools nowadays to help people market their properties. It's an exciting time again.
Brian continued our conversation by discussing his business model's evolution. I asked him if home builders and brokers are still his primary partners, or if he's expanded the business's reach to encapsulate a more accessible, widespread base.
Sure. I think for us, for VHT Studios, which we changed the name, like I said, it used to be videohometours.com and it evolved into VHT Studios because we do so much more than video. We primarily partner with market leading firms, whether it's in residential, builders, property management, to become their visual marketing arm or department so that they don't have to worry about any of that process, creating the visual assets, managing the visual assets, distributing the visual assets. We're now one of the largest in the United States. We work across all 50 states, and we really put programs in place. So we're not so much a vendor that you call when you need a shot, although, you know, we have plenty of clients that do that. Our real bread and butter is working with companies to put programs in place for all of their agents, all of their brokers, all of their properties, and all of their media partners. Capturing the visual assets is one part of the business. Using them is just as important. How do you get those photos and videos and 3D tours to a multitude of websites and digital signage networks, TV, printers, publishers, wherever they're going to be marketing their properties? VHT Studios handles all of that in the background for them.
Brian mentioned how VHT has grown and evolved with the market. I asked him to speak to VHT's current nationwide footprint and client base.
Sure, yeah. VHT Studios, we have professional photographers in every zip code in the country. So we can shoot anywhere in the country. Anybody can call us and we can take photographs and drone and video and things like that of their properties. Our major concentrations are in major metros, so Chicago, New York, Miami, Minneapolis, Kansas City, San Francisco, Atlanta, places like that, where we have a high concentration. We shoot, well over 100,000 properties a year, and we have hundreds of brokerage clients, builder clients, property management firms. We do a couple programs for national companies that have properties all over the country, whether it's senior living developments or hospitals or, we've done everything, nurseries, retail. We've even done funeral homes. We did a project where we photographed 5,000 funeral homes for one of the leading providers.
Next, I asked how the demands of residential and commercial marketing have changed over the past few decades. We also discussed what Brian saw as the next major marketing opportunity in the residential and commercial real estate.
Well, yeah, the market and the business, the demands have changed a lot in the last 20 years. And it's been kind of a roller coaster, too, because things were really ramping up in the early 2000s. And then 2008, we hit the big real estate bubble and recession, and things kind of went into a cave for about 6 years, 7 years in terms of visual marketing of real estate. 2014, we kind of saw a resurgence, renaissance, a lot of new technologies, a lot of new companies getting into the space. And I think the biggest difference is the expectations of the consumers. In most instances, in my mind, kind of outpace the delivery of the providers. The consumers expect more than marketers are providing today, because this generation, this last 10 years, they've grown up with everything is on demand, and it's on their phone. And if I'm interested in buying, booking, renting, even visiting something, I expect to see a preview first on my phone. And if the photographs and the visual presentation isn't engaging and compelling and dramatic and, you know, do what marketing is supposed to do, draw me in and attract me, they're going to go on to something else. So I think, you know, one of our biggest challenges is helping marketers of properties and places and locations understand that, you know, consumer expectations are, you know, you get 2 seconds, 3 seconds to make a great impression on people. It's so easy for them to just flip through photographs and make a decision on your business or your property or your location and say, not interested. You know, it's great for us in that it's become so much more important to that early stage of a buyer or renter's life cycle to get their attention. You know, it's all about competing for people's attention and getting your product in front of them in a way that makes an impact and creates a perception that, you know, results in some kind of action. They call you, they visit the property, they want to schedule an appointment or something. There's still a lot of properties out there that, you know, people think, well, I'll just put it on the market and buyers will find me, and they won't.
Brian emphasized the importance of visual engagement when selling a property. We next talked about the management and technical tools on the back end that enable VHT's visual product.
Yeah, I think, you know, the biggest thing on the back end is, I mentioned earlier, managing programs for them. So it's not, you know, marketing a property is really, there's a lot of pieces involved, and a lot of them are dependent on the visual assets. So getting them in the right format and delivering them to the right place at the right time, the right size, keeping track of where those assets are being used is a, you know, big part of the back office of a business. And, you know, coordinating that with, you know, whether it's something that's under construction or something that's being rehabbed or something that's been remodeled is a big part of working in partnership with our clients. I think there's also a lot of data in the visual assets in understanding who's viewing those visual assets and what they're interested in. This is something that we've been spending a lot of time on lately with computer vision and AI, is getting a better understanding of what is it that's attracting people, that they're interested in, that they want to see, so that we can be able to share that with our clients and say, hey, this is how you can leverage your marketing its best. And then, you know, working with other tools like mobile advertising networks, is probably one of the biggest things now. How do I get my properties onto other media that's going to get in front of, you know, the client base that I'm looking to get? Because there's so many different media now. And like we've seen, a lot of it's gone to the mobile side of things. So how do I get in front of somebody on their phone to get them interested in my property, my location? It's all kind of a integrated effort on the back end. It's not just taking the pictures of the video or the drone. It's how do I use it and how do I combine it with everything else that I'm doing?
Continuing our conversation on leveraging new technologies to support VHT's growth, Brian and I next discussed artificial intelligence and machine learning. I asked him what impact these technologies are having on the evolution of real estate marketing.
Sure. I think, you know, just in the last 2 years, we've seen some amazing advances in artificial intelligence and computer vision, machine learning. In the space that we're in, it's really about being able to do two things. One is analyze what's in photographs and videos. What exactly is it that people are looking at? So what type of cabinets, what type of flooring, what type of lighting, you know, what kind of space is this? And combining that with consumers' behaviors. What are they liking? What are they sharing? What are they spending time looking at? What are they not looking at? What are they, you know, not spending time on? so that you can start to develop profiles that say, hey, you know, for condos in Miami, here's what people are interested in, whether it's, you know, the styles, the looks, the furnishings, the colors, you know, the floor plans. We can, you know, start to extract that just from people's behaviors interacting with photographs. I think it's still in the very early stages. You know, the technology is just starting to enable those kind of things, but it's really powerful data for anybody who's in marketing.
In the last few years, there's been a flood of investment and excitement about the ability of software to change how properties are marketed. I asked Brian what that flood of capital has done to competition and advances in technology.
It's opened a lot of doors. I think it's also created, I don't want to say confusion for people, but there's a lot more options now that you have to understand. And I see people, you know, testing a lot of different software and trying different platforms and kind of learning what works for them, what doesn't work for them. You know, a lot of it depends on your product and your audience. I don't want to compare this, you know, to the early days of the internet, but some things get a lot of hype. Some of them deserve it. Some of them don't. I think it's just kind of the natural progression of, hey, there's going to be a lot of new ideas out there. Some are going to survive. Some aren't. You really have to, you know, kind of pick and choose the ones that seem most applicable for you. And I still find you have to put the time and energy in it. None of these things are silver bullets. You have to, you know, configure them. You have to target them. You have to, you know, analyze the results, adopt and adjust things. It's a process. You know, technology is never going to solve all your problems in and of itself just by, you know, subscribing to something or buying some software. You have to, it's a tool, you know, and some people learn how to use tools very effectively. Some, you know, wind up using a hammer for everything, drive screws, pull nails, and stuff like that. I think the tools are a lot better and smarter and more targeted than they've ever been. But again, kind of comes down to the person using the tool.
Next, I asked Brian to give a high-level overview of digital strategy. I asked him to walk us through the considerations and processes a new client may take when onboarding with VHT.
Sure. You know, if somebody was just starting from scratch, you know, I would generally say, look, you know, the photography is the core foundation building block of any property marketing that you're going to do. And it should be stunning, striking. You know, we like to say it, if it's done right, it has the power to affect, move, and motivate people to take action, to produce results, which is ultimately what you want. You know, this is, it's an investment to get clients to do something or to help you find the best client, the person who's going to be most interested or pay the most for your property. So, you know, that's where the thinking should start. Whether you're going to be doing digital or print or publishing or TV or digital signage networks, it's all going to come down to getting people's attention, getting them to take action. So, you know, the photographs can be used across all media. Then from there, you know, depending on the advantages of the property or, you know, the items that differentiate the property, there's all kinds of other tools, whether it's a interactive floor plan or a 3D tour or a drone tour. You know, if the property is in a location where you need to show not just the property, but the area, you know, whether it's a house on a golf course or, you know, a retail location close to traffic or, you know, just what the surrounding area is, drone photography and video is a great tool for that. VHT Studios, we provide the entire suite. We didn't invent any technologies. We just are constantly on the lookout and do research and development on what are the best technologies to help our clients market their properties. And so, you know, again, depending on what they're trying to accomplish and who their target market is and what their property is, there's a, you know, mix of technologies and services that can be applied to put together that final product. But you really, you know, what is the story? What are you trying to convey to the potential audience here? What are the highlights that we're trying to focus on? And, you know, again, get people's attention, create a perception of value, you know, and there's so many different types of properties out there, a lot of different stories. You know, what's the story you're trying to convey here? And let's capture that and figure out how to best present it to the widest audience possible.
Earlier in our conversation, Brian spoke to the flood of competition and new technologies which have entered the real estate marketing space. Noting this, I asked him if there were major takeaways or common mistakes to learn from when evaluating all of these different technologies.
Yeah, I think, you know, it kind of goes back to what we were talking about earlier, is the jumping into a new technology because it sounds like a magic bullet, or because someone else is using it, or because you've heard a lot of hype, or somebody's put a lot of money into it. It really has to be right for your business. And I can't tell you how many of my counterparts and clients I talk to who have services and software that they pay for, but they don't actually use it because they, you know, took it out of the box and plugged it in and expected it to just work. Whereas, you know, nowadays you need somebody on your team to take ownership of it. I look at our own company, and back in the day, everything was software that we either bought or built, and we ran it on our own servers in our own data center, and we had to connect things. Now everything we use is a subscription service in the cloud. But it's, you know, generally just a template that you have to go in and configure and figure out how to use it for your business and incorporate it with other services for your business. So I'd see that as one of the biggest, you know, both challenges and mistakes that I see companies using, is just jumping into something because it sounds like it's going to be the solution to all their problems. And boy, some of these things, once you get in them, it's hard to get out. It's hard to switch. If you've moved all your data into a platform, or you've moved all your clients into a platform, and then you realize it doesn't do what you want it to do, it's painful to get out. So those are big decisions that, you know, take time. You might want to test things, look at what your competitors are doing. We always tell real estate agents and brokerages, look at what your competition's doing. You know, look at what you're going to be competing against. You know, understand your market, what their expectations are.
Turning our conversation to the future, Brian and I discussed what success looks like for VHT over the next 12 to 18 months.
For VHT Studios, we're still in growth mode. We, you know, there's such a huge market, even just in residential real estate alone, for visual marketing, that we're looking to expand. We've started doing a number of acquisitions. So we've been acquiring smaller providers in strategic markets around the country. I'd see us continuing down that path. We have always been a pioneer in the space. And so we're constantly trying to raise the bar on ourselves and reinvent not just us, but kind of the industry. One of the big changes we made in the past year was we noticed that our industry kind of fell into a one size fits all. It's like, hey, here's photography. It's $115 for 15 photographs. But when you look at the types of clients, there's some clients who just need someone else to do the work for them. It's kind of like getting your oil change. They just need something that's quick and convenient and not too expensive. But there's also clients who want the best of the best. Like, this is their brand. This is their, you know, livelihood. This is critical to their business. And they don't care what the cost is. They want the best photographer, videographer, drone pilot, whatever it is. And so we've established a number of tiers of service. And so you've got, you know, the photographers that have 10, 20, 30 years of experience and have won awards and have been featured in magazines and television shows and things like that. And we also have photographers that are just getting into the business, and there's clients for both categories. So we kind of view ourselves as almost a talent management organization. We have hundreds of photographers that call VHT Studios their home. We provide them with whatever it is they need to be as successful as they want to be, both the resources and the opportunities. And we think that serves our clients very well, because there is no, every property is different. Every property requires a different level of service, a different type of technology, a different approach. One size definitely does not fit all when it comes to property marketing.
Brian and I continued our discussion of future-facing trends. I asked him what he sees as the next wave of technology that will impact the digital marketing landscape.
Personally, I'm a huge advocate and evangelist of what we call virtual decorating, which means now that everything's digital, we have the ability to virtually redecorate photographs and video in 3D. So there's two great examples. One is let's update the styles and the decor and the furnishings. Whether it's a home that's being resold and the owners haven't updated things in 10 or 15 years, and they probably don't want to because they're selling, we can update the colors and the furniture and the decorations. Excuse me. Or if it's an apartment that's being rented, it's very hard to show it in its best light. We can do all that digitally. We can put in, the latest popular colors, the latest popular furnishings, decorate it very neutrally, and or you can show different functions for the spaces. So picture a second room and a second bedroom, so to speak. We could show that as a weight room or as a reading room or as a nursery or all four. And the idea is, photographs and videos show the property in its best light as it is today. But as a buyer, a renter, a leaser, I really want to see the potential and the possibility of this property for me. I don't really care what the existing owner or renter is doing with it. What can I do with it? And so I like to say, within 3 to 5 years, I can imagine people saying, why would anybody have ever shown a property with the previous owner's stuff in it? It doesn't make any sense. Think like a builder who's showing a new model. Show it that way. Put in the right, furnishings, decor that's going to attract people's attention. So I think that's going to be the biggest change in digital marketing of properties. And it applies kind of across the board, commercial, residential, vacation, everything.
Next, I asked Brian if there was anything we hadn't talked about regarding either VHT or the greater digital marketing landscape that he felt that the audience should know.
I guess I can't stress enough the importance of, if you're marketing a property, think like the consumer, see things like the consumer, recognize what they're used to. Quick, convenient, engaging, compelling presentations. The time is at such a premium nowadays for people. Everything's zip, zang, boom. People make such quick decisions. You have to be able to get their attention immediately. And nothing does that better than visual marketing. And for VHT Studios, that's our specialty. We've been doing it for 21 years. We've marketed, well over 1 million properties for well over 250,000 real estate professionals around the country. We know what consumers expect. We know what agents and brokers, builders, and property managers are dealing with on a day-to-day basis, what they're trying to accomplish. And so, we feel like VHT Studios is a great partner to more so the top professionals and the top producers. We've positioned ourselves to help the people that are very serious about it to be even more successful and to stay on the leading edge. Because there is just tons of, like we talked about earlier, tons of new technology and tools coming down the road. Some of them could be very valuable and very helpful. Most of them, you probably won't even see in a year from now. We can help you try those new technologies, understand which ones work best for you, and then make them part of your business.
In my conversation with Brian, we learned about VHT's beginnings, current model, as well as potential future changes in the real estate marketing space. For my last question, we shifted our discussion towards Brian's other interest. I asked him if he had the opportunity to take a year off of work to devote to something interesting and unrelated to his current work, what would he do?
I mean, for me, it would be music. I'm a guitar player. I play in a band. It's kind of my alter ego from the day-to-day business. I'd love to take the band on tour for a year. That would be my ideal. I mean, I guess my first choice would be to play center field for the Cubs, but that's probably not going to happen. But being in the band and being able to go on tour, I don't think we'd change the world, but we'd have a lot of fun.
Great to speak with Brian Balduff of VHT today. VHT Studios aims to deliver convenient photography and image management services to top real estate and business professionals looking to become even more successful. VHT Studios has photographed more than 13 million rooms and helped more than 470,000 real estate professionals sell more than $300 billion in properties through its nationwide network of photographers and image specialists. And that concludes our show. I'm excited to follow Brian and VHT as they provide solutions in real estate digital marketing. You can find out more about Brian and VHT in the show notes. Please subscribe to The Real Estate Innovators and write a review wherever you subscribe to podcasts, which helps us grow our audience. Find out more about The Real Estate Innovators at therealestateinnovators.com. Until next time, innovators.